News from UNIFEM. The cessation of hostilities agreement on 27 November established an implementation mechanism aimed at managing the ceasefire and facilitating the withdrawal of Israeli forces from South Lebanon. However, this has led to some confusion about UNIFIL's role and how it differs from the mechanism. While both aim to maintain stability, their mandates are distinct. UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti explains the difference.
UNIFIL's role is defined by Security Council Resolution 1701. A part of our mission is to monitor and report violations from both sides, also to act as a liaison, a channel of communication between the parties, to decrease tensions and prevent dangerous misunderstandings, as well as supporting the Lebanese army in their redeployment to southern Lebanon and maintaining stability in the south. The implementation mechanism, on the other hand, was created as part of the recent cessation of hostilities understanding to oversee terms and ensure Israeli withdrawal. While there are areas of overlap, UNIFIL remains focused on implementing Resolution 1701, which is the long-term framework for stability in this region.
Despite cessation of hostilities agreement, Israeli forces remain inside Lebanese territory, violating Resolution 1701. UNIFIL continues to document and report these violations to the UN Security Council. Meanwhile, reports indicate widespread destruction in South Lebanon, including the demolition of homes, the burning of agricultural lands, and the uprooting of olive trees, worsening the suffering of local communities. Andrea Tinenti highlights these concerns.
The continued presence of Israeli forces in South Lebanon is a violation of Resolution 1701 and also a violation of Lebanese sovereignty. As peacekeepers, we monitor and report these violations to the Security Council and to the United Nations, urging both Israel and Lebanon to uphold their commitments. In addition to military activity, we also have documented large-scale destructions of civilian infrastructure, including the destruction of civilian homes and entire neighborhoods. Civilians attempting to return to their villages have also been fired upon, and UNIFIL remains in constant dialogue with both sides to prevent further escalation and to ensure that the security situation does not deteriorate.
As Israeli forces withdraw from villages in South Lebanon, the Lebanese armed forces are redeploying to restore security and stability. UNIFIL is closely supporting this process by assisting in monitoring the security situation, facilitating access, and ensuring coordination between all parties involved. However, while some areas have become accessible, others remain unsafe due to ongoing military activity and unexploded ordnance. UNIFIL urges civilians to follow Lebanese army guidance and refrain from returning to areas deemed hazardous. Andrea Tinenti explains why these precautions are necessary.
We understand that displaced families want to return to their villages as soon as possible, but the situation remains unstable in certain areas. The Lebanese army has advised that some villages, particularly those near the Blue Line, are not yet safe due to the presence of Israeli soldiers and unexploded ordnance. Our role is to support the Lebanese army as they manage the security situation and ensure that any return is conducted safely. We do not want to see civilians getting harmed by hidden dangers like booby traps or unexploded ordnances. Until the Lebanese army declared this area safe, we strongly advise civilians to follow the guidance to avoid unnecessary risks.
UNIFIL UNIFIL has been present in South Lebanon since 1978, providing support to peace and stability in South Lebanon. During the recent conflict, peacekeepers remained in their positions despite extreme dangers. UNIFIL bases were targeted, and some peacekeepers experienced shortages of essential supplies like water. Yet they continued their mission, committed to the people of South Lebanon. Andrea Tinenti reaffirms UNIFIL's dedication to its mission under UN Security Council Resolution 1701.
Our peacekeepers have faced incredibly difficult conditions, but we never left. Even when the IDF told us to relocate for our safety, we stayed because our commitment is to Resolution 1701 and to the people of South Lebanon. Some of our positions were targeted, peacekeepers were injured, and our personnel faced shortages of basic supplies, yet they continued their work. We will remain as long as the Security Council mandates us to be here, supporting the Lebanese armed forces and working towards peace and stability.